Sonic!
Is up, board 8, and welcome to another edition of the Serious Business Podcast. Because the Serious Board needs, absolutely needs, Serious Podcast. I am your host, as always, Ice Hawk, and I am here to deliver the goods. Oh, the goods. My sidekick this week, back in action, Ed Bellis.
I'm here to deliver the bads.
Like the puns.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be puns. You better believe
it. There will be puns.
There will be puns.
and the number three slot this week, Wigs.
You couldn't see it, but I was definitely air drumming to Savage. It was a lot of fun.
You know, it's starting to. I don't know. I'm not dancing as much to it as I used to. Maybe it's time for a change, though.
I'm dancing more and more. Get more into it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're at that point. Maybe I've heard it too many times.
Should get a Night of E remix on Savage.
Yeah, Ed, maybe you should get on finding us a new intro theme.
Yes.
I trust your judgment, Ed.
I'll try and find something as masculine as Savage.
You need something for the user of the year 2012 season.
That's true.
maybe something inspirational like Savage.
Like a Journey song.
Something manly like Savage too. Like, I mean, I'm looking at the demographics for Savage. It's most popular with males aged 25 to 34, males aged 18 to 24, and males aged 35 to 44. That's what we need.
How about You're the Inspiration by Chicago?
Yes.
Young people hate Savage.
The Elite Beat Agents version.
Of course. With the sad girl who cries because her daddy is dying.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, our guest host this week, his last name is Cox. 13 Rocks.
I'm here to deliver the mediocrity.
Yes. All right.
I like
You got the deep British voice. As long as you got that, you're going to get comments like, "Ooh, I love your voice." Like, you might feel a little uncomfortable, but... It'll probably be Blazer. He loves these deep British voices.
Blazer is the best voice of everyone.
Yeah, Blazer does have the best voice.
I think that's why he comments so much on other people's voices, because he secretly just wants someone else to be like, you know, you have a great voice too, Blazer. I love you too.
Yeah, but you think he gets enough of that? You think he would be like immune to it by this point?
Nope.
Immune to the wily charms.
You think he'd be immune to pixelated asses by now, but...
No, you can never get enough of that.
Okay.
They're so good.
13, you have an interesting past on B8 for a long time. I guess you could say you're one of the more hated users on the board. And now you are semi-celebrated. How did you make this journey?
I grew up, I suppose.
How old are you?
I'm 20. I had to think about that. Yeah, I'm 20. I was 14 then when I first came to Board 8. So, yeah, it's been growing up a bit, really.
I mean, I had my own little journey where I trolled at first a little bit. So just kind of realized I got to stop being a fuck.
With your good pal, Plato.
I don't know, I mean, like, for a little while when I first came, I would just make making stupid topics and being an immature prick, really. And then I got bored and just decided to insult America for, like, 3 years or something. And then I was like,
yes.
I was like, well, I could I could keep doing that, or I could just, like, not be a complete prick. I guess I chose the latter. I don't know.
It takes a while, I think, for the board to kind of, like, turn back around on somebody after, you know, they've been trolling or whatever for a while. How do you think the board... When do you think the board started to finally realize, hey, this guy's not too bad?
I don't know. Last few minutes... Since I came to Board 8 Chat a lot more, I think. I can't recommend Board 8 Chat enough.
It's like the...
It's the bee's knees.
It's like the damn celebrity rehab.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a rehab clinic.
Yeah, like help me.
Sats. Like, if you need your image rehabilitated, come to Board 8 Chat. And unless you're like a bio lizard. And you
just I have to say,
like constantly.
It's not done much for bio lizard, I have to say.
I think it's actually called like bio lizard.
Bio lizard, yeah.
It's like the TMZ of Board 8. It can also hurt. It can hurt you. But if you use it right, it's pretty good.
It's a powerful tool. Use it correctly. Use it. Believe in the heart of the cards. Heart of the EPOP.
Heart of the Ice Hulk Writing Project.
Oh, man. Heart of the EPOP could be my... it could be like my own version of like Sass's 8, except it would be with Yu-Gi-Oh, basically.
Horrible idea.
Yeah.
I put Luster Soldier in defense mode.
Oh, God.
That's just dumb. Be like, it would be fucking like, wait, Ed Bellis could be like the Joey, and no, he could actually be the Weevil, because I'm pretty sure.
Why are you like expanding this? Stop.
This idea is going to get hatched.
We'll have to include this in the Board 8 visual novel.
It's getting out of hand.
Yep. No, it's happening. It's too late. Stop.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Board 8 visual novel.
I never forget every day.
I still would like to do it, honestly, if we could get someone who would do all the programming type stuff for us.
Hagel said you could do it, or at least part of it.
Starting tomorrow, Ed. Starting tomorrow.
Just do it.
It's never gonna happen.
Okay. No, it's happening tomorrow.
You can't do this because like we've got 8 and we've got Chris's Doom thing, right? Writing quality on Board 8's never been higher. You can't bring it down with this. You can't do it.
He's got a good point.
If I made it Pokemon, would that make it better?
Yes. No.
Slightly.
To the board, yes.
Okay. It would be based off the anime though, so that'd be even better. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, we are off track.
We are like so far off track. We're in the dirt.
So you see yourself making a run next year in User of the Year 13?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, if I keep posting good stuff and I don't like make any massive faux pas, then I should be okay. I might get past round 2, maybe.
You gotta stay on the straight and narrow, 13. Gotta stay on the straight and narrow.
Well, I was just in the wrestling thing, and I managed to insult everyone in the wrestling chat by saying I didn't like Dolph Ziggler or something. Bad
move. Douchebags. They don't even like John Cena. Fuck.
So,
should have said, Cena you later.
Jeez. All right. So, I tried... What were you going to say, Wiggs?
I said one, I'm counting Ed's puns.
No. Don't encourage it.
All right. Yes. Would you rather us play pig ice hawk? Really? This is active pig participation for us.
Okay. So I tried to contact all the people in the GP round today to get their comments at why they deserve to be used for the year. All right. So now I'm going to read their comments. First up, we have Rusty.
Are you going to do voices for all of them?
Okay. Try.
You can do Rusty.
Rusty. What would Rusty...
I totally forget because... what he sounded like.
Yeah, me too. Alright.
Canadian.
Like a stoner? I don't know. Alright, Rusty on why he deserves to be user of the year. Because all I do is sit in Board 8 chat, and I made the top 10 with only doing that. Slam dunk! I am clearly a force that's out to destroy... since I'm doing it without breaking a sweat, while my opponent, Sir Chris, has to make 5 topics a day in order to be on the same level as me.
Fighting talk. Smackdown. Fighting talk.
Smackdown.
Talking
that's usually the ear talk there.
All right, Icon. Congratulations on another top 5 at Bellis.
I like that one.
All right, this is Chris. Who knows? I have to pull off like high pitched and a lisp. This is gonna be hard.
No. It's in quotes. It's in quotes. So therefore, you want to do it as, you know what I'm saying?
No.
What?
Fine.
what are you saying?
I didn't want to give it away, so just do what you're going to do.
Okay. Doom is victory. Doom is supremacy. Therefore, as the person who has been anointed to spread doom throughout the Pokemon world, I too must define victory. That is why I am user of the year.
You Kawhi fan?
I was trying to say do it as Doom, but...
All right, let's see what you got, Wiggs. Let's see you do the Chris voice.
Oh, you want me to do the Chris? I was going to say do the Doom voice, not the Chris voice.
Oh. Well, that's Ed's territory.
No, I do Strange, not Doom.
Doom and Strange, same thing?
No, it's totally different people. Not. Leave it part of the cards, I suck.
Okay, Chris, his comments are subpar anyway. Wiggs, you had prepared statements.
Yeah, I got something here. All right. So, I may not be the funniest, shattiest, most exciting, most intelligent, controversial, end it racism, been the center of attention, whatever, any of the combination.
I was like, at first, these are all Bordy's categories. Okay.
Or most anything, really, except nicest user, but since when does that win anyone user of the year? Regardless, here I am, top 10, pretty much every year. Can't tell you an exact reason why, I'm not going to try to. There's just a little magic about it. So instead of telling you all why I should win user of the year, why I'm deserving such a title, as I go up against the current favorite to win, I'm going to say this. It's not about who's better or who's worse, not about how hard you play the game or not. It's not how much you're on top of the chat stats. It's not how earth-shattering you are, how fired up you get over something big or small, how much wind you blow up people's asses, who can chug the most dew, water, whatever. It's about heart and making old Board 8 summon jokes.
That was beautiful.
That really brought a tear to my eye.
It was beautiful until the low blow on Luster.
It's not a low blow. I just needed to get the water in.
Suck it, Luster. You're out. That's what I heard there. That's what I heard.
Luster didn't even chug the most.
All right. Ed, let's see if you can match that heart. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. I deserve to win because fuck all y'all bitches.
It doesn't look like Ed scripted a statement in advance.
No, this is totally scripted.
Straight from the heart.
I believe in the power of freedom and America, and I represent the American dream. So...
Well, you're definitely not up getting my golden parcel.
No, I wouldn't think so. Yeah, I got nothing.
Homos achieving success in the real world. Is that the American dream?
Oh, I thought that was an acronym for something. Like, HASITWRW?
No, like, your struggle as the first gay user of the year was kind of like the gay people's struggle in real life.
Oh. Really?
dot.
Yeah, vote for me if you like shitting out bows and crap. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I got some comments from Alec. It would be objectively best for Board 8, User of the Year, and Civilization in general if I, Alec Trev, am in the lead on the final day of User of the Year with 5 minutes left, because that will maximize the number of people who will get annoyed when I DQ myself a spot that only they dream of getting to. And Ed is annoyed. I couldn't reach Seth or Liesl.
Liesl probably would just post that picture of, I came here to laugh at you.
Yeah, something like that. Seth would be like, I ended racism. I am the equivalent of Martin Luther King Jr. I have now brought back the groundbreaking Board 8 drama that is consistently blowing everybody out of the water. P.S. I ended racism.
That yeah. He did.
There is only one. And all the times he said you, it was just a you and not a Y-O-U.
This is a really bad episode.
This one's faulty. Me or Sess are the only ones who deserve it. Some users make headlines. I am the fucking headlines. Thanks. Okay.
Is that everyone?
Nope. Yo, Blake. Let me prepare.
I'm looking forward to this. I haven't heard it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Alright, Jesus Christ. After like the opening 2 words, I'm just going to be like, where the fuck's this going? You guys are just going to be on the edge of your seats. Alright. Before 1955...
Oh, no.
Jesus. When Dr. Jonas Salk introduced the vaccine, polio was one of the leading causes of death in the United States and across the world. Each year, thousands of children fell victim to the disease. Now, the number is zero. It was the work of Dr. Salk that the disease was completely eradicated. He had cleansed humanity from a terrible scourge, yet he never sought profit or fame from it. He never sought one penny when he could have made millions. Sometime later, a journalist asked Dr. Salk why he never filed a patent for the vaccine, when doing so would have brought him unlimited riches. Dr. Salk was quiet. He slowly leaned in. The light in the room dimmed slightly, as if by magic. And then the doctor said, "Would you patent the sun?" That is how I feel about best ass in gaming. At first, I thought it was mine, a product of my mind and effort. It is only now that I see the error in my thinking. Best ass in gaming does not belong to one man. It belongs to everyone who nominated an ass. It belongs to everyone who posted a picture. It belongs to everyone who voted. Everyone who rallied on half-dead fighting game boards. And everyone who plugged it week after week on their podcasts. It belongs to everyone who kept a list of the voters forever to be enshrined throughout eternity. And to everyone who thought the whole thing was terrible and reminded me as such day after day without fail. Best Ass in Gaming is a collaborative enterprise. It is yours. Years from now, the world will not remember this user contest. They won't remember the battle between Seth and Wiggs, Ed's quest to be the first two-time winner, or the anal flogging I am about to administer upon our dear Ulti. History won't remember the names, but it will remember what we did one unforgettable month in the summer of 2010. Best ass in gaming will span the generations. I thank you. That's
okay.
It.
I think mine was better.
I didn't think any of them were top Wiggses, but I think you have to give it to Yo there, to be honest.
Me too.
And I mean, who knows how many votes Blazer just won? The thing is, he could have gone with that Fedor thing, like
yeah, thanks
Russia. thanks the people. Thanks the God. No.
Thanks God is like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Thanks God.
All right. So now that Blazer just solidified his win, let's move on to user of the year. Our matchups, as you probably all know by now, Sir Chris versus Rusty, Ed Bellis versus Icon, Wiggs versus Sess, Liesl versus Alec, and Blazer versus Ulti. What do you guys got as the winner for each match? 13. Well, we'll go on. How about that? Sir Chris versus Rusty. Who we got here? 13.
Rusty in a close one.
It is,
I think they're all going to be close.
That is definitely probably the toughest one to predict. Wiggs.
I got Chris with Doom pushing him over the edge.
Doom is a good factor. Ed.
Chris in a close one.
Chris in a close... You know, I beat Sir Chris last year in GP. He just doesn't have that fan base. And I think Rusty has... He might have a lot of the... Well, Sass is going to take a lot of it, though. But I do think he's got slightly more fan base. Chris wasn't quite as active this year. And he had that weak start. Might come back to haunt him.
By the way, if you want a real quick update, Liesl has the most golden parcels right now.
Wow, really?
To no one's surprise.
So yeah, Chris. I have Chris winning. Or not Chris, Rusty. All right, Ed Bellis versus Icon. A pretty interesting matchup here. 13.
What did I say? I said Icon, I think, in my prediction. But I'm not sure. It's a hard one. I think it's going to be Icon. Sorry, Alex.
That's another tough one. Wiggs.
This is, for me, it was the hardest one. I've been going back and forth. I think I've got Ed at the moment, though, coming out.
Ed.
Icon's going to take it. And I think the reason why, if you look at the golden parcels so far, I only have one. Icon has
6
golden parcels right now. Oof, and yeah, that Icon tends to imply that he's got a more rabid fan base than I do. So I think that's
I feel like your fan base had, like, you're here in the top 10, but you've kind of underwhelmed a lot of the way.
Definitely.
I think maybe just because of your consistent success, maybe people aren't so excited about getting Ed Bellis through.
Yeah.
People are more excited about the fresher faces, and Icon would be that fresher face. All right, here is the number one matchup, clearly. Perhaps, in my opinion, the winner of this wins User of the Year. Wiggs, right. Wiggs versus Sess. Wiggs, what do you got?
I got Sess. I mean, the guy's a force. What can I say?
Bad, definitely a bad matchup for you.
My train ends here. And this is, like, the worst time for me to face him, I think. Like, I think I could have more of a chance in.
He's been slowly peaking at the right times, and then, like, he brings out fucking 8 right before Golden Park. Like, he just does little things that just feel like they boost him even more before every round. Like, it's nuts.
I didn't even mean 8. I just meant, like, with this particular round. This, like,
yeah, but you're doing Rate the Food, him. Day 15, Saltine.
I have Rate the Food is back with a passion. Saltine's Board 8. Go rate them like you've never rated Saltine's before.
Saltine's are the worst fucking food on them.
I don't like Saltine's.
Master of Marth for this nomination.
Wiggs and I laughed about that, like, pretty much every day since he nominated it.
Did Marth just, like, Marth just solidified? Just Marth just solidified out in round one again next year.
I like him for giving this nomination. He gave me this nomination. Look at the excitement it's generating right now. Look at this. This is great. He's gonna go far. He's going to round 2 next year. I'm calling it.
All right, 13. Who you got in Wiggs versus Sess?
Well, I cleverly voted in my vote to give them equal votes because they're equally terrific. But Sess, I think. It's
true.
Sorry.
It's true.
Okay. Ed, you had Sess or Wiggs?
I would be. I'm trying to think of a Sess pun. I can't think of anything. I'll just go with Sess. I was gonna say I'd be obsessive. Doesn't really make sense.
So many good Sess puns today. Come on.
Slacking.
Wiggs is heading to the cesspool of elimination.
There you go.
You mean elimination.
God, I missed
perhaps this. The least compelling matchup, Liesl versus Alec, although maybe Liesl will make it compelling somehow. Wiggs.
I've got Liesl.
Personally, I think like starting day 2, people are going to start seeing that Liesl-Alec match, and you're going to see, like, a lot of the Sess supporters maybe move down to Alec.
I mean, Liesl's, you know, he's the anime guy. He's the, you know, he's the one real big anime guy there. He's got those parcels from all those guys.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that'll be his factor.
They aren't always consistent voters, though.
Liesl currently has the most.
Yeah, but they will be now. They will be now when it matters.
That's true. I don't know. I just see. I almost, as non compelling as that matchup is, I see that possibly being the highest scoring matchup, because I see, like, lots of golden parcels. Like, people are going to be like, oh, what the fuck? Liesl's beating Alec by that much? And then bam, and then, like, the Liesl fans are going to keep going for it. I think that could end up being a big match.
Yeah, there's always one matchup in golden parcel that draws significantly higher votos. I think last year it was you and Chris. Yeah, that's probably going to be the matchup so far.
Are there, do we get number updates at the start of each day? Like, where everyone's standing?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Smurf definitely supported that because he likes the drama and the people. Yeah. All right. Blazer versus Ulti, probably the biggest throwaway match. Blazer should take it easy.
Yeah. I think Blazer wins that one.
Yep. Right, yeah. Blazer.
Yeah. Ulti just really had a chance there.
Based off your winners, what do you guys got going the rest of the way? I have Rusty, Icon, Sess, Alec, and Blazer. I have Icon, Sess, and Blazer, and then Sess beating Icon, and then Blazer. So Sess 1, Icon 2, Blazer 3 for me. 13.
Eesh, winner would be... it's tough. I want Yo to win it. I mean, might not be the most sensible choice, but I want Yo to win it. I think Yo's been around since, like, the dawn of time and very underappreciated user. probably deserves it the most, I would say. Well, yeah, maybe not.
He does like contribute, I think, a lot more than people might realize. I'm not even just talking about the lame ass best ass in gaming. He has all the goals.
Makes
all his ridiculous like hypothetical situations, and
he's very consistently good poster.
He's a wonderful poster.
And he has a good podcast presence. He's made appearances on all of them. He's
the most flourished person on Board 8.
Is that even a word?
No.
I don't think there's any denying Blazer would be definitely a worthy user of the year.
Yeah, all right, he's worthy. I'm not sure if he will, but I would want him to win. I
had him winning at the start. I don't see it now, but I do see him getting top three.
Honestly, out of everyone left, I think I want him to win the most.
Hey, just so you guys, I feel like I got hated on when I predicted Blazer winning it all, but, you know, it's not a bad pick.
I've been predicting him to win for, like, 3 years, so I hope he finally wins.
All right, Ed, how do you have the rest of it going down?
I don't know. Anything can really happen. Like, Sess is probably odds-on favorite, but anything can happen.
How do you got it going the rest of the way?
All right. I've got my final three. I've got Yo Blazer, I've got Sess, and I've got Liesel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And Liesel would play the Boko role and get...
And then I get absolutely demolished in the last round. And I think I've got Blazer taking it.
Let me tell you, my ideal final three is myself, Ulti, and Liesel, and I think that's gonna.
That's a great final.
That would be the one. That literally be the only way you could like repeat.
Yep. Delicious.
This is delicious.
It's delicious.
Watching while these user of the year participants beat each other to dust.
I'm going to sign for the world tracks now.
Yes.
What is that music?
I mean, we don't even know the format of the next round yet, so Bellis could just figure one out.
I have an awesome idea. It's called Kings and Peasants.
No, that is a terrible idea.
On day one, like everyone votes +3, +2, +1 for the final five.
And you just throw them darts at people and see what happens. It's a great idea.
Did better in User of the Year. For day one, your vote is worth more, up to +5, +4, +3. And then, like, if you got out early, it was still +3, +2, and +1. And then someone advances. And then day two, it's peasant day. And if you did worse in user of the year, your vote's worth more. Same way, just reverse. And then day three, you'd be back to king day.
Right. Interesting.
I think it
sounds really broken, but okay.
How would it be broken?
Because Ty will come in and vote, and I'm like, okay, bye.
No, because that's actually the little kicker is if you aren't in user of the year, your vote's always worth +3, +2, +1.
Unless you're Ty, in which case your vote is actually a negative vote.
That'd be awesome if you were out in the first round, like you vote and you don't know it, but you're actually like. Opposite.
Deciding use of the year.
You actually take away points for the people you voted for.
I think we should do a tribal council of the prior 217 users or 215 users, and then we just do that. I think that we
throw them all together on an island.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and my idea was just five absolute points, where you have 5 points to give, but they can be like 3 positive and 2 negatives, and those are your 5 points. And distribute them however you want. You know, 4 positive and 1 positive, 3 ones and 2 minus ones, whatever you want.
No, the way I'm doing it is a variant.
Was this a live reveal? Oh.
Yeah, I've talked about it for a while. The Ebert and Roper round, which was Murr's idea, which is basically thumbs up or thumbs down system, where you just give each user a thumbs up or thumbs down. I have to work out the specifics of it. Like, I'm in my. The variant on Wiggs's idea, I might try to incorporate that as well, but
so you like might have to limit, like, can you only give like so many thumbs ups?
Yeah, I think that might be part of it. Yeah,
and do you have to give like one thumbs down or something?
Possibly. Like I said, I still have to
give a thumbs up to everyone,
or you have to give, that's what I'm saying, like you have to give at least one thumbs up and one thumbs down.
Yeah,
basically
that'd be,
and do you have to thumbs up or thumbs down everybody?
Yeah,
okay,
that works.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Simple. I like it.
So would
elegant.
Oh, so that, so yeah, as long as you make it so you have to thumbs down
at least one person,
then it probably works out.
And you have to thumbs up at least one person too.
Oh, obviously. Thumbs down to all. I don't like this final five. This final five of Liesl, Ed, Ulti, Alec.
Don't say Wiggs. Don't say Wiggs.
And,
don't say Wiggs.
Liesl, I don't know.
Alec, Wiggs.
No.
I don't like this final five. Okay. So how would you guys rank these matchups in terms of how compelling they are? Number one's got to be Sus versus Wiggs, just because I think the winner of that is in good position to win it all. Number two, Ed versus Icon. That's a pretty close matchup, I think. Chris versus Rusty at number three for me, because that's another close matchup. Liesl versus Alec at number four. I don't think the matchup necessarily has any real meaning on who's going to win News of the Year, but it could be like the most exciting matchup. And number five, Blazer versus Ulti. Throwaway. Wiggs.
I agree, except I would switch the last two. Even though I think Liesl is going to win, which I guess is an upset, I guess I think that Ulti does have upset potential. So it'll be fun to watch.
He's been doing whatever he can to make sure he doesn't win. Like, ever since he got to the final 10.
It's just fun. It's fun to watch Ulti in the topic doing his thing. So it's been kind of amusing all the way along. So that's why I put it. Didn't want to put those guys at last.
Ed, do you agree?
That sounds about right. I mean, I would probably put my matchup with Icon lower just because that already happened to a certain extent in round four. Which I was really bummed because it was like the one matchup I didn't want to get for myself because we've already done that. You know, it was relatively close, so I might be able to pull it off, but still I want, you know, something fresh. So it's kind of
bummer. Okay. 13, you agree with the rankings of Wiggs or me?
More or less, I think Wiggs-Sess is the most high quality match. In terms of, you know, they might be, if they weren't against each other, they might both be in the top three. And then Chris, Rusty's, and then Bellis Icon, and then, I don't know, the bottom two are just, you know.
They're the bottom two.
Yeah.
All right, here, my very successful power ranking so far. I've been calling everything, pretty much. So here are my odds for people left to win News of the Year. Number one, Sus is my favorite to win it all. Number two, I have Wiggs. If he overcomes Sus, I have him winning it all.
There you go.
From there, Icon. Then number four, Blazer. He's definitely, he's getting a lot of dark horse kind of picks, so he's still in there. From there, from five down, none of these guys I think can win it all. Rusty at number five, Chris at six, Bellis at seven, Alec at eight, Liesl at nine, and Ulti at ten. If Ed does have like a slight chance of getting in a favorable final three if with the Alec and Liesl matchup happening. He gets a slight chance.
Yes! We're doing this!
And Vlado style, I've ranked who is the most worthy to win News of the Year. Number one, I really do think Wiggs is the most worthy to win News of the Year. He's been all around.
Aww.
He's got a presence in a lot of different clicks in the chat and podcast presence. He's been a good guy this year, you know, and I think he deserves it. Ed Bellis in number two. Pretty much any year you can argue that Ed Bellis is a worthy user of the year.
Stop.
Oh, please.
Okay, dude, have I earned you guys a vote for another year?
Number three is 13 Rocks.
Blazer at number three for me. Like you were saying, I believe Wiggs, he's kind of underrated in some ways in terms of his contributions to the board. And I think it would be definitely a worthy winner. Icon at four, he's kind of everywhere, and there's no denying that. And he's pretty much makes good contributions to everywhere he is. And I think he runs Song of the Week now, too, so he even has a project to his name. Number five, Sess. He's definitely the hot pick to vote for. And I like Sess a lot, but, I mean, there's no denying he's gone a lot just because of the bannings and his real-life stuff. And just kind of came along in his face turn in the like last couple months. So, he's doing it perfect, but I wouldn't consider him more than number five for worthy to win News of the Year.
Yeah.
I have Rusty at number six for worthiness. He's in the chat, does some things. He's a fun user. Survived brain surgery, for what it's worth.
We will never stop bringing up.
Simon, I have Alec. I'm sure he'll disagree with me in that high, but he is actually an underrated contributor to the board. He's brought us Babe Ball and Board 8 Baseball.
Yeah.
And apples
if it has
to apples.
Balls, Alec is there.
And apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
Apples to apples. Apples to
apples.
For 8, I have Ulti.
Balls to balls.
Ulti is,
Man's touch another man.
He takes over topics.
Apples to balls.
I would say he's always crazy. Sometimes his appeal just comes from him making himself look dumb. But I guess there's some sort of...
Dirty ears.
There's some skill to that. Number 9, Liesel. He's got his moments. I guess. He's got his moments. I feel like he sticks to his click a little bit too much, though, to truly be top guy. Number 10, Sir Chris. I mean, he left the board at the start of the year.
Are you really going to hold that against him all year? It was like less than a week.
Loser of the year. Year.
Oh, just my for a God. Week. How long were you gone?
Announcement topic. I didn't say, like, oh, I'm tired of this board, blah, 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 and then come back a week later.
There was a 3-month hiatus for this podcast.
So fucking what? I didn't say, I'm done, guys. Board 8, I don't like Board 8 anymore. I just don't like Board 8 anymore, guys. I'm done. Week later. Hey! Oh, serious business week, guys?
Oh, my God.
Even Chris will acknowledge that he doesn't deserve it this year. Even Chris.
That doesn't make your logic any more sound.
No, yeah, Chris is confused.
There's a big difference between leaving the
Chris
board.
Chris is confused by his own popularity.
He really is. This year he is. Well, except for Doom. Now that he has Doom
he said
on
it in the chat like 3 or 4 times. He's confused by his own. Oh, yeah, Doom is.
Chris has said that he's always advanced out of Boot and Amir. He's a good
Yeah, he has.
Man. Yeah, I think he always has.
Anyway, point is, I just don't think he's worthy to win this year. I like the guy. I just don't think he had a good year, necessarily. But you left, so you can't say he's not worthy.
I didn't say you couldn't. I'm just saying it's really stupid logic.
It's not like I'm not saying I was worthy to win user of the year.
He's not.
It's true.
So, Ed,
you want it.
Owned. Get the fuck out.
I have been on board 8 365 days this year. But if I leave for one week...
What more do you want?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I need a smoke.
Where's Chester? There's a catamaran somewhere. Want to go for a walk?
Let's find news. Return of...
Oh, I want to get my rankings.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Who's most worthy?
Ed. I said it last year. I said it this year. Do the repeat. It's Ed.
I had the same shtick, though. You know, kind of tired of it.
Now you're tired of it because I'm arguing with you. Before you said number 2, you're so transparent. It's ridiculous.
I'm not gonna wreck myself.
Annoyed the shit out of me. You just moved down like 5 spots. So.
Worth.
I'll just run through it then. If you want to get the news real fast, 2 Chris, 3 Icon, 4 Yo Blazer, but Yo Blazer is my number 1 in my heart. 5 Cess, 6 Alec, 7 Ulti, 8 Liesel, 9 Rusty, but all worthy candidates.
And I'm
rating myself.
Modesty, ultimate playing the game. Okay. I'll be sure to put that in my top 10 plays of playing the game when using the total weeks.
It's the top fucking 10, of course they're worthy.
And I'll be sure to put Ed's.
Fine, except Ulti. I'll
be sure to put Ed's little outrage right there is in not top 10 plays of the game.
I just earned your ire for the rest of Golden Parcel. That's 5 GPs for Icon.
All right. The return. Let's move on to.